It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. 2 days remain at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Last night, Wisconsin's 95 delegates took part in a celebratory roll call to confirm the nomination of Kamala Harris.
Producer Courtney Everett is at the convention. She caught up with two of the state's youngest delegates, both working in the technology sector.
I'm Trevor Young from Racine, Wisconsin.
Trevor, how many presidential elections have you been a delegate for?
Well, this would be my second. So in 2020, I was a virtual delegate, which sitting on your couch at home is a lot different than being, you know, on the floor of a convention actually nominating the next president. So very exciting to be here in Chicago.
And you have quite the background in transportation. I even saw that I think you took the Amtrak in. Any updates with what's going on in Racine in terms of transportation? I know there's the large electric fleet, things like that. Anything else going on there?
Well, as you know, thanks to the Biden-Harris administration, we've got the largest electric bus fleet per capita of anywhere in Wisconsin. So 25% of our fleet is all electric. We're going to bring that up to 40% thanks to the Low No Emission program. Funded through the bipartisan infrastructure law. We've got an appropriation, thanks to Senator Baldwin, for solar to be built at our transit garage. So we're working on that now. That should start this fall. And so we're greening the fleet, and it's the three S's, saving, service, and sustainability. And we're making it happen in Racine.
I'm Nadia Johnson.
How many elections have you done to serve as a delegate?
This is my very first time being a delegate.
Talk a little bit about your work background.
So I am founder and CEO of Milky Way Tech Hub, one of the leading tech hubs in the Midwest. And it's one of the reasons why I wanted to be a delegate to represent that community of techies and tech professionals.
What then do you hope to take away from this week to then push forward?
Yeah, I'm definitely here to observe the leadership and how things sort of move and shake. And importantly, how to advocate for technologists in Wisconsin. I'm really excited to learn more about how to form caucuses. I had a chance to speak with Ben Wickler, and I said, hey, I see there's a black caucus and all of these cool caucuses, but where's the technology caucus? And he said, you know what, that's a great idea. So while I'm here, I think I'm going to put a lot of my time toward figuring out how to make a technology caucus.
Meanwhile, producer Trevor Hook was in Milwaukee, where people were lining up outside the Fiserv Forum for a rally with Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota and Vice President Harris. Supporters told him that Harris is re-energizing their party.
My name's Alan Reuben Baer, and I drove in from Lake Mills, Wisconsin. She just brings an energy that I haven't felt in a long time. And being a retired person, I'm 75, and I haven't felt this way since, Obama. But before that, when I was young, I saw Jimmy Carter up in on the square in Madison outside when he was campaigning back in 76. And he brought honesty, and there was something about him that I guess I see in Kamala. What I'm worried about is that we'll lose the energy. We'll lose this momentum that we have. And I just want to keep it going. That's why I'm here.
Sarah Mickelson, and we're coming from Neenah, Wisconsin. For myself, the biggest issue that I'm looking at is LGBTQ rights. Just making sure that Project 2025 does not get in the way of people being able to love who they love and marriage, and just making sure that everybody, including the trans community, has the rights they deserve. I think a lot of us were going to be voting for Joe Biden, of course, but there was a lot of hesitation. Will it be a successful campaign? Are we going to go back? And so now with friends and family, there's just a whole new level of excitement.
My name is Bruce Arvold, and I drove in from the Twin Cities, Minnesota. It's my wife and my 30th wedding anniversary today. And sorry, I tend to get emotional when things are important to me, and I can't think of a more important way to spend our 30th anniversary. When Harris got nominated, first thing I did was went online and researched her to find out, are there things that I shouldn't like about her? And you know what? In her past as prosecutor, you might say, yeah, she could have done that better, or maybe she shouldn't have even done that. But they were minor things. I mean, overall, her character is that of a president.
My name is Eric Haywood. I am originally a Milwaukee native. I currently live in Los Angeles, and I am 53 years old. I think for Wisconsin. And really, you know, regardless of the fact that it's a swing state, I think people want to understand and believe that she recognizes that people are struggling and that there is a plan in motion to address those concerns. Having given Donald Trump the keys to the Oval Office was an unforced error from which this country may never fully recover. But I am cautiously optimistic that we are finally headed in the right direction.